Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Friday, May 24th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Brooke Shields has just been elected president of the Actors' Equity Association, the union representing theatrical actors and stage managers across the United States. The position is considered a volunteer job, and Shields has been elected to a four-year term, which is effective immediately. She replaces Kate Schindel, who had been president since 2015. Among Shields' priorities would be lobbying for greater government funding for the arts, according to Michael Paulson of the New York Times. She said, "I understand the real need to support live theater, and I have a history of being able to open doors and of being able to help." In an Instagram post today with the news, Shields commented, "I promise to lead with strength and compassion, and I will stand up for you and command the respect that we deserve as an acting community." And finally today, a pro shot for the recent revival of Pearly Victorious, a non-Confederate romp through the cotton patch, which closed in February at the Music Box Theater, will premiere on PBS tonight as part of its Great Performances series. This critically acclaimed production, written by Ossie Davis and directed by Kenny Leon, received 6 Tony nominations this year, including Best Revival of a Play. It follows a traveling preacher, played by Hamilton's Leslie Odom Jr., who returns to his hometown to claim his inheritance and save his church. Tune in to your local PBS station at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check your local listings. It will also be available to watch at PBS.org and on the PBS app. And that's Inside the District for today and for this week. I'm Jordan Levinson. The next episode will be coming your way on Tuesday, May 28th. Lights out.